Hi everyone, welcome to the sixth episode of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host TK Muffin and today we'll be going over all the latest news. So, the first bit of news is that Mega Gyarados has officially come to Pokemon Go. So as you know, if you go into the today section of the field research, there's some challenges which get you Mega Gyarados energy. So I've already completed them, but then there's only a few days left, so you should do them as soon as you can. So I Mega Evolved my shiny Gyarados and now it looks amazing. So one of my friends has Mega Evolved their Gyarados, but then it looks good, but then not as good as a red Mega, like, it looks like a giant shrimp that's red. Well, I think all shrimps are red, I can't remember right now. But yeah, so if you do those challenges, you get the Mega Energy 200 altogether. And by the time I'm recording this, it ends in 20 hours, so tomorrow, I think, yeah. But it's really cool, actually. And then if you Mega Evolve and use it as your buddy, if you walk with it, every 1K you get 5 Mega Energy, which is really good. So right now, I think Mega Gyarados is still in the rage. Hopefully, it'll always be in it for the rest of Pokemon Go, I think. But they'll cycle out different Pokemon. So, maybe Mega Ampharos and cycle it, and then you get Mega Gyarados again and again. Another thing about the Gyarados challenges is you actually get Tauros. So, so from it, you get actually 2 Tauroses. Tauroses. I think that's how you say the plural. So, my ones are viable for Great League, but I wish I could have got a kind of a higher CP one. So, both of them were 3 stars, I mean. Then one of them has 15 attack and 15 HP. Then defense is, I think, 12. So it's a good all-rounder. And yeah, you get loads of other rewards. And it's just a good challenge altogether. I would say the hardest thing about it is just that you have to send loads of gifts to friends. And if you don't have any friends on Pokemon Go, that would be really hard. Luckily, I do, so I managed to complete that pretty easily. So there isn't really much more news than that. So think of adding something new to the podcast. So the new thing, I don't really know what to call it, maybe a Mega Zone or something. But then we'd be going over all the Mega Pokemon, one per week. And then if new ones are added, we'll talk about them. Then if no more are added, just wait till a new one has come. So obviously, since I've been talking about it, the Mega Pokemon that we're going to start with is Mega Gyarados. So it is a water and dark type Pokemon, and the best moveset for it for the offense is Waterfall and Hydro Pump, and defense Waterfall and Outrage. My Gyarados actually has 2 attacks. It's Hydro Pump and, just checking, Crunch, which is 70 damage, and yeah, it's pretty good. And then, so it's vulnerable to Fairy, Bug, Electric, Grass, and Fighting types, so they all do 160% damage. And then it's resistant to Ghost, Steel, Water, Ice, Dark, Fire, and Psychic. So if a Ghost deals 63% damage, Steel 63. Same with Water, Ice, Dark, and Fire, and then Psychic, only 39% damage. So obviously, you first need to get a Magikarp, then Garrett, then evolve it for 400 candies, which is why one of the very good Pokemon, and shiny one is really rare, so I just flex by putting it into gyms. And then Mega Gyarados, obviously the first Mega Evolve, every Pokemon is 200 Mega Energy, then it goes down, and I think the lowest it goes to is 20. This is my Beedrill. I don't really use it that much, so yeah. So the normal form of Gyarados is obviously the normal one that's not Mega Evolved. Then as you Mega Evolve it, I can't really describe it. So imagine maybe a shrimp or a prawn, and it has these things coming out of the side of its mouth. That has kind of dragon scales or wings coming out of its back, which is pretty cool. It has spikes on its tail. Then it's basically a beefier version of normal Gyarados, or obviously higher CP and stuff. And so for battling Mega Gyarados in raids. So it's, as it's currently a boss in Mega Raids, it has 60,860 CP. So defeating Mega Gyarados in the Mega Raid requires around 6 or more players, and will become easier the more players you add. So like maybe like grass Pokemon and lots of people using them, or just good Pokemon against it. So the boss HP is 15,000 HP, which is really good. And then when you capture it, it's going to be from 2,597 CP to 2,695. So you get the Mega Energy and you get to catch the Gyarados. So the boosted CP will be 3,247 to 3,369 CP. Minimum IVs are 10, 10, 10. But then hopefully you'll get at least a 3-star. So yeah, so that's really all you need to know about it. Well, actually, the base stats, the attack is 292, defense 247, stamina 216. So it's a good one for attack and defense, but then stamina is a bit low. So for the max EP for level 15 is 2021. For level 20, 2695. For level 30, 4043, and for level 40, 4717. So a few episodes when Nico Hello joined, I said I was level 29, but now I am actually level 31, so I've gone up quite a lot. So the max CP, if I find it in the wild, would be 4043. So if it's CP with a weather boost, so if you're level 25 and doing a raid, it'll be 3369. Level 35 would be 4380. Max HP for level 40 is 182, which is pretty good, but there are some ones like Chansey and Blissey which are obviously good and they have a lot of HP, so it really depends what you're aiming for, PvP or PvE. So this doesn't really matter, but I'm just going to read it anyway. So the size, so the height would be 6.5 meters and the weight would be 305 kilograms. If you're looking for a really big one, I don't know why you would do it, but that's the facts. And yeah, that's pretty much all of the stuff about Mega Gyarados. So that's the end of Megazone? Yeah, I'll call it Megazone. Okay, that's the end of Megazone, and now it's time for Tip of the Week. So as I touched on it before, when you walk with your buddy, as long as you've Mega Evolved it before, you get Mega Energy as well as normal candy. So for my Gyarados, well, Mega Gyarados right now because I've Mega Evolved it, every 1 kilometer I walk, I get 1 Magikarp candy and 5 Mega Gyarados energy. So yeah, you can do that with any Pokemon you've Mega Evolved. So I have Mega Evolved Gengar, Pidgeot, Beedrill, obviously, because that was the first one, and Charizard, but then I missed out on the Abomasnow one and the Ampharos. I think there's some other ones, but I've just forgotten about them. Yeah, so if you walk with them, you get Mega Energy as well as the normal energy. So if you're trying to get more candy for it, there's no point just putting in, like, for example, the Charmander. You should just put in your Pokemon that you've Mega Evolved, so you get Mega Energy at the same time.